This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Due to an increase in nearsightedness, half of the world might need glasses by 2050. You wear them sometimes. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Do you like some of your looks more with glasses?
Yes.
What kind of outfits do you prefer to wear with glasses?
I don't know. Sometimes it's cool to switch it up and wear some cool aviator glasses. I don't know, just cute ones. Who cares? Next.
Do you find other people who wear glasses attractive, and even more so when you're also wearing them because you feel like you have a connection?
One of my favorite Instagram accounts is Hot Dudes Reading.
Okay.
And
a lot of glasses.
They're usually on a train or the subway in New York, and they're wearing thick framed glasses.
Have you ever tried to push your glasses up when you weren't wearing them?
No.
Where do you most forget them?
I have a pair in every room. That's not true. Sometimes I'll come to work without glasses and then I'm in a bad mood.
When also, like you said, every sporting event you go to.
Oh, yeah. Or movie theater. You're right. Okay. No, I forget them a lot.
And do you have any tips for keeping glasses clean and well-maintained?
Hot breath.
So the hotter, the better? Like you really got to get into the diaphragm with your breath?
Correct.
Right from the guts.
Like that. Exactly.
Got it.
It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Today we are counting down the top 7 things to say while someone's telling you a long-winded, boring story.
How many of these have I used on you, do you think?
Probably all of them. This is a way to make it seem like you're engaged, like you're interested, when really you cannot wait for this story to end. Some honorable mentions that are rolling in on the text line. Love these ones. You don't say.
Oh, that's a good one.
But also it does. That one to me does scream.
I'm not really listening.
Yeah. Really? Is another honorable mention.
Okay.
And get out.
Ooh, that's good. I like
good
that.
Good honorable mentions. All right, coming in at number 7. Oh, what?
Does it matter how long you drag out the what for?
Well, you can drag it out while they're still talking too. It's kind of like in the background. You're like saying that? It as they're talking, like, what?
Okay.
Number 6, totally. Number 5, oh, man.
Once again, this is a list of things to say when somebody's telling a long-winded story to sound like you're intrigued.
Number 4 on the list. Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be the 2 yes?
Yeah.
It can't just be, yeah.
Well, yeah, works too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 3 on the list. This is not an exact sentence, but you kind of finish their sentence for them to maybe get the hint that you know where they're going with this. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say that the doctor gave them the wrong prescription in the end. And they're only on the part of, so I go back to the pharmacy, right? And then you go, oh my God, did they give you the wrong prescription? Then wait more, because they're also going to say exactly that, but take 4 minutes to do so. Sorry.
Okay, but sometimes it does speed things up a little bit.
Number 2 on the list of things to say during someone's long-winded, boring story that you can't wait to end. No kidding. And number 1 on the list, I think we all saw this coming because we all use it. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, I like.
Which one?
You can say that again. I wanted that to be on the list.
It's not.
That was my only suggestion.
Well, that is just like the, you don't say. Because I just feel like they come off facetious.
You could say that again. See?
No, it sounds good. That doesn't sound good at all.
It sounds great.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people do say that a lot.
And I love that. It's like a viral meme that's like, if I'm on my third, that's crazy during your story, you got to wrap it up. Today we are counting down the top 7 things to say while someone's telling you a long-winded, boring story. This is a way to make it seem like you're engaged, like you're interested, when really you cannot wait for this story to end. Coming in at number 7, oh, what?
Does it matter how long you drag out the what for?
Well, you can drag it out while they're still talking too. It's kind of like in the background. You're
like
saying
that?
It as they're talking, like, what?
Okay.
Number 6, totally. Number five. Oh, man.
Once again, this is a list of things to say when somebody's telling a long-winded story to sound like you're intrigued.
Number four on the list. Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be the two yes?
Yeah.
It can't just be, yeah.
Well, yeah, works too.
Okay.
Number three on the list. This is not an exact sentence, but you kind of finish their sentence for them to maybe get the hint that you know where they're going with this. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say that the doctor gave them the wrong prescription in the end. And they're only on the part of, so I go back to the pharmacy, right? And then you go, oh my God, did they give you the wrong prescription? Then wait more, because they're also going to say exactly that, but take 4 minutes to do so. Sorry.
Okay, but sometimes it does speed things up a little bit.
Number two on the list of things to say during someone's long-winded, boring story that you can't wait to end. No kidding. And number one on the list, I think we all saw this coming because we all use it. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, I liked.
Which one?
You can say that again. I wanted that to be on the list.
It's not.
That was my only suggestion.
Well, that is just like the, you don't say, because I just feel like they come off facetious.
It sounds great.
No, it's that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's
is number
crazy.
One. That's crazy.
Yeah, people do say that a lot.
And I love that. It's like a viral meme that's like, if I'm on my third, that's crazy during your story. You got to wrap it up.
How you doing over there?
Pretty good. Just writing out a really good recipe on our website that I think people would enjoy for breakfast. Listen, I know that people usually don't trust me when it comes to cooking or baking. That's why when I do post a recipe, mm-hmm. it means it's simple and delicious, because if I can nail it, anybody can.
I liked a few months ago how you posted on the website your chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Yes.
And it got a ton of traction. Like, lots of people were interested in it. And it was just a chocolate chip cookie recipe.
No, it wasn't.
What was special about it?
So I perfected it because I realized you have to put it in the oven like 3 minutes less than most recipes recommend. And then they're actually chewy and good. That's the only thing that I figured out. The rest of the recipe was like was everyone else's recipe from online.
Like, it kind of reminds me of somebody's like, man, you got to see this recipe I found for beer and clam. It is lights out. And then you'd be like, what's in it?
Beer and clam.
Beer and clam.
Maybe a little bit of pepper on top. That's what makes it unique. Anyway, I'm going to be posting my protein banana oat bars.
Yeah.
They taste exactly like banana bread, but there's no flour and no sugar.
Yeah, I will say, like, these ones are next level.
So good.
So I hope that I didn't deter people from going and checking it out when you post it by saying that your chocolate chip recipe was just chocolate chips.
But they were really
chocolate
good.
Chocolate chip cookies, yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies. There was a caramel piece on each top. That's what made them unique. I forgot about that. Anyway, if you want that recipe and or my yeah. banana oat bars, it's so funny because last night I posted a video of you on my Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was you making dinner. And in the video, I point out how the wooden cutting board that you're working on mm-hmm. has this like black burnt corner. And I was like, that's from the one time I tried to cook dinner and I put that on a hot stove and almost burnt down the house. And you're like, that's why I don't let you cook anymore. And the amount of people that responded being like, is that all I have to do to never cook ever again? It's like, attempt some arson in my own house. I was like, yes, actually. Maybe not this time of year, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty dry out.
It is interesting that cooking for some people is like therapeutic and awesome and, you know, a pastime.
Others, so stressful.
Hate it.
Hate it. Don't do it. And that's okay, too.
It's interesting who you're cooking for me. That makes a big difference.
And why is that?
Well, if they're appreciative.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're not courageous with
their
palate. But
they're down to try whatever you're making.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, why is there mushrooms in this?
That's me.
Yeah, I know.
I say that.
I know it is. We are asking you what your favorite canned food is. Just sucking back some Chef Boyardee over here. Does anybody else have so many cans of food expiring that you bought at the start of COVID
yeah.
when you're like, are we going to be in lockdown forever?
Right.
And then now it's all like, I guess I'm not a huge fan of maple beans.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. I was going to say Ashley wrote in saying maple beans are my favorite canned food, but it has to be maple.
Weird. Okay.
That is so weird.
I've got a few cans expiring here soon, Ash, that I can hook you up with.
Cassie says Campbell's mushroom soup. All the other ones taste disgusting. And honestly, I think there's something about Campbell's mushroom soup. It's so versatile because you can use it in like casseroles.
It's true. That is an elite.
Pasta sauces.
It's a very good suggestion for like Mount Rushmore of canned foods because it is so versatile. I like that.
Yeah. So hit us up with your favorite canned food, your go-to.
Candace says corned beef hash from Puritan.
I've never even heard of that.
I'd hit it.
Either the stag chili in the can.
Oh, stag chili. Damn right.
Or the manwich, the sloppy joe.
Why am I so into some canned meat and other canned meat? I'm like, no.
Exactly, right? Doesn't that manwich and stag chili sound so good?
Yeah, okay. I've never tried a manwich, I don't think. It is good, though.
It's a sloppy joe's.
Have you tried a canned chicken before?
Ugh, no.
It does sound, you know what, I'm not surprised that it probably does make really, really good chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, yes. I bet it does.
It's the gelatin, too. You put a little of that on there.
Stop it.
Talking about elite canned food.
We got this text, no name attached to it. If you do want to text into our show and you want a shout out, just make sure you're signing your name. But canned peaches and mandarins. I don't know if I've ever had a canned peach.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. Some canned fruit and veg is just better than fresh.
Eh.
Like mushrooms in chili, I prefer like canned, greasy, slippery mushrooms.
Oh my gosh.
Slippery mushrooms would be a great name for a band.
Yeah.
You've got a surprising thing to tell us. Go ahead.
I never ate any canned food in my life.
Never?
Never. So basically, I'm from Pakistan. Everything was cooked fresh, and here I always cook myself.
Okay, I got a suggestion for you.
Don't suggest the canned full chicken, because that's gross.
No, it's fine. Okay. Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Get your pen and paper.
Sir, I have my pen and paper ready.
Zoodles.
What is that?
They're little animal-shaped pasta noodles in a tomato sauce.
Wow, sounds definitely not. I'm going to try.
Come on, tell all your friends. Tell the whole bunch. You just had a hippopotamus for lunch. Have you ever been hunting with a bowl and a spoon?
You can with animal zoodles.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Talking about the most elite canned food, you think Spam is the best?
Isn't it really salty?
It is salty, but the thing is, it's like if you're camping or your bachelor, you could take it, stir it, fry it, shake it, bake it, or broil it. It's still going to be the same. You mix that in KD, bud, with a little bit of hot sauce.
This sounds like a commercial.
I'm just telling you. I love it.
You're selling it. Okay, I got a recommendation for you, okay?
Okay.
Fried Spam, fairly thin, melt cheese on it, barbecue sauce, lots of pepper, and an egg, and then grilled cheese style between your bread.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's Linky, it's Linky.
And what you gonna do when the Hulkster and his Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Yeah, I kill me.
Ryder and Lisa's Nostalgia.
Brought to you by Sweet Convenience.
Only on Play 107.
This is where we each compile a list of things that'll bring you back, and we're going straight 90s today. And you just let us know on the text line whose list you resonated with more. That person wins and is the champion for a week.
Yeah, but everyone that votes is qualified. Enter to win a gift certificate to Edmonton's greatest candy store, Sweet Convenience, who, by the way, are celebrating 10 years this summer. So we'll keep you posted on the fun events or plans that they have to celebrate that the closer we get to it.
My first one is clipping into a Panasonic Shockwave and enjoying that skip-free experience.
My first one is sleeping on your friend's trampoline in a sleeping bag under the stars.
Waiting until your parents drove away before pulling your pants down a little to show your new plaid boxers.
I like that one. Wrapping the landline cord between your fingers while talking to your grandma on the phone. I'm good. School's good.
I got a little audio drop for my next one.
Oh, come on.
What? That's cheating?
No, it's just bonus points. What's that?
If you know, you know.
Coming home to find a fresh 17 magazine on the kitchen counter. I mean, it was your older siblings, but when you got your hands on it, you would read the embarrassing date stories in it, even though you were way too young to be reading stories like that.
My last one is digging through cereal boxes with your unwashed hands.
Ew.
Just to get to the toy.
It was nice when they started putting the toy outside of the box,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And my last one is that red toy trunk at Kelsey's.
Best part. It was green.
No, it wasn't. It was red.
I worked at Kelsey's.
Okay, well, it was red here.
In St. Albert. Congrats.
Yeah, exactly. Stands out more.
Green and Lloydminster. All right, let's blast through our list one more time. Mine are clipping into a Panasonic Shockwave, waiting until your parents drove away before you could pull your pants down to show off your plaid boxers. The theme song I played was Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes, yes, yes.
And digging through cereal boxes with your unwashed hands to get to the toy.
Mine was sleeping on your friend's trampoline in a sleeping bag, wrapping the landline cord between your fingers on the phone with your grandma, coming home to a fresh 17 magazine. The best part were the embarrassing date story section and the red toy trunk at Kelsey's. Get your vote on 780-784-7107.
It was green.
It was red.
Five simple words, $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
A texter 107 was quite surprised when we called and told them the good news.
So we got Al on the phone, who's currently driving, but are you able to pull over safely, Al?
Already pulled over.
Oh, perfect. So you know how the game works and everything, right?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. So who do you want to choose as your teammate to leave the studio?
I'm going to go with Ryder.
Okay. Bye, Ryder.
Goodbye.
Just make sure my timer is ready for you, Al. And I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word, okay?
Okay.
Al, what is the first word that comes to your mind when I say steering?
Car.
Crooked.
Bent.
Pudding.
Chocolate.
Tiger.
Roar.
Pregnant.
Baby.
Good answers. What did you say when I said tiger, Al?
Roar.
All right. Get back in here, Ryder. Are you ready to give away some money?
Yeah, if Al was surprised that he was Texter 107, I can't wait to see how surprised he is when he wins $1,000.
We'll see what happens.
Let's go.
What's the first word that comes to your mind, Ryder, when I say pregnant?
Baby?
$25, Al! Woo!
I wanted to say belly, too.
What comes to your mind when I say pudding?
Pudding. I'm going to say chocolate.
$50, yes. Al. What comes to mind when I say steering?
Wheel.
Ah, Al said car. It's okay. We got $50. Let's keep it going. We're not on the wall of shame. It's all that matters. What comes to mind when I say crooked?
Teeth.
Ah, Al went with bent. Last but not least, what comes to your mind when I say tiger?
Woods?
Incorrect. Al, did you say war, like W-A-R?
Yeah, no, R-O-A-W.
Roar.
Oh!
Yeah, war. That makes way more sense than war.
No, I was like, we're going to find out what he said after Ryder says his word. Sometimes it's hard over like Bluetooth and stuff to hear. But hey, you picked up $50, Al. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Just stay on the line. We got to get your info from you.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50, where we'll do the final text to play for the week.
Yes.
Because it's Friday tomorrow. Just read a new survey that was done talking about meetings. Apparently after the pandemic, or like during, well, people were working at home, a lot of people, meetings just like went through the roof for the amount of your day that is consumed by meetings, right?
It seems like everyone that I talk to on a daily basis, regardless of what industry they're in, they're just constantly in Teams meetings.
It seems that way, yeah.
All day, every day. I'm like, when do you use the washroom?
Apparently it's getting better, though. So this year, workers have spent 31% fewer hours in meetings than just a couple years ago. 83% of the meetings you're requested to go to, people go to.
Okay.
So you do get to miss a few. The most common excuse of not going to one is being too busy. But it is interesting to see that they're going down, because I couldn't agree more that most of the time they could be an email.
Absolutely. Like a one sentence long email. But yeah, the unnecessary questions some people ask in meetings.
And when you have a meeting that's like supposed to be 15 minutes.
And it goes longer. That
it goes
should
in
be
an
criminal.
Hour. Yeah.
We should be able to fine the person that is extending the meeting longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk for a second about like the most annoying person in the meeting, who is the person that like asks a question that's not relevant to anybody else.
You're just wasting everyone else's time. Take it offline.
Honestly, they just want to hear your own voice. I don't know. I mean, I've actually probably done that and veered a meeting off track by trying to be funny or saying something that was unnecessary. And I wonder if people were like, shut the hell up.
No,
Ryder.
For me, it's the opposite. Sometimes people leading a meeting, if I'm in it, they go, are you okay, Lisa?
Because you just don't
look so
say
grumpy.
Anything.
I have like the worst resting bee face. And I'm like, sorry, I don't know how to look like I'm having a good time right now.
So good news for everybody. Once again, this recent survey that was done, we're spending 31% less hours in meetings than we did just a couple years ago.
Good job, everyone.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.